options built for business. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at CromwellSolar.com.
It's 83 degrees in Topeka, 84 in Lawrence. The time is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 3:30. At 3:36, we're going to tell you about a long-standing legal principle stating that judges should not make changes to voting or election rules too close to an election. Of course, nobody's been paying attention to that very much right now, so we're going to learn more about the Purcell principle. Might be the Purcell principle. We'll find out together coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s. 50% chance of rain tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms as well. Highs in the lower 80s. There's a 50% chance of showers tomorrow night with a low in the lower 60s.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
I want to remind you that every single dollar makes a difference to KPR. Every single gift, whether it's a dollar a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, your individual donations form thousands and thousands of dollars of income that we use to bring you the news and so much more. If you'd like to join us as a sustainer, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m., morning edition coming your way. Matthew Algio will have the regional news duties.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming your way in just about 35 seconds. Plenty more All Things Considered because we're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Right now, it is 3:30.
In the Western Hemisphere is a top U.S. counterterrorism priority.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Healthcare advocates say Kansas deciding not to restart a funding program could result in more people being put into nursing homes. Kansas was set to relaunch a program called Money Follows the Person, which helps pay for things like rent, utilities, and home accessibility modifications. Experts say without that, more people with disabilities will lose their independence. Kevin Daffron is a behavioral health therapist with home health care service Minds Matter.
That can lead to more decline, cognitive decline, because if you're not getting the services you need, that could lead to people being put in nursing homes.
The Money Follows the Person program was supposed to start in July. Kansas pulled back on the funds because of uncertainty around future federal funding. Kansas lawmakers are in the early stages of crafting a new funding formula for public schools. Kansas schools get state funding based on a layered formula that is set by law. That formula is set to expire in July of 2027, leaving a bipartisan task force to craft a new one. A key discussion is whether the state should adjust how it awards at-risk funding, which supports students at risk of failing or falling behind. State Representative Megan Steele is a Republican from Manhattan.
As a funding formula task force, we really need to look at this at-risk funding category because it doesn't appear to be getting to our students that are needing it the most.
The legislature and the governor will ultimately have to approve any formula recommended by the task force. The Kansas Attorney General's Office says the Dickinson County Commission committed 19 violations of the Kansas Open Meetings Act. The Abilene Reflector Chronicle reports that investigators found repeated violations in executive sessions last year, including insufficient descriptions of subject matter. As a result of an investigation, commissioners will be required to complete a one-hour course on the Open Meetings Act, and two commissioners will be paying civil penalties of $50 each. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s, 50% chance of rain tomorrow with a chance of storms, and a high tomorrow in the lower 80s.
Support.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Morning Edition brings you the news straight from reporters watching stories unfold.
To talk about that, we're joined by NPR's international correspondent, Aya Batraoui, in Dubai. Good morning.
Moz Bashel from member station KUT gives us a view from Austin, Texas.
NPR's Ada Peralta is with us now from Venezuela's capital, Caracas. Ada, good morning.
Join us for a front row seat every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
That's right. We don't just have news in the afternoon. Start your day off with Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theaterlawrence.com.
Appreciate you tuning in to KPR this afternoon. We will have news headlines for you at 4:01. At 4:06, the Democrats have been losing rural voters for many years, particularly in statewide races.
Our bigger problem is not that we are perceived to be too woke, but that we're perceived to be too weak.
We will talk about some of the ways Democrats might be trying to win back some of those voters coming up shortly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at Watkins Museum.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight. Lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, still mostly cloudy. 50% chance of rain tomorrow. We do have a chance of storms. Highs tomorrow in the lower 80s. 50% chance of showers tomorrow night with a low in the lower 60s. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 4.
It's a being there through life's everyday and extraordinary health moments. Learn more at Cigna.com/better. From the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting driven by curiosity, not an agenda. Get the facts every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in approximately 1 minute. You're listening to KPR. It's 4 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
85 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan, 87 in Atchison. It is 4:06. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org.
Thanks for taking time out of your day to visit with us here at KPR. Still a lot to tell you about. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In just about 12 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines. Then at 4:36, price of a gallon of gas is up. Americans are paying a lot more for gas than they were just 1 year ago.
$4.37 a gallon.
Roughly around $4.25.
$4.30 a gallon.
Coming up, voters in swing states. Tell us about how this issue is affecting their lives and what they are expecting somebody to do about it. Tamara Keith looks into it. Coming up on KPR.
Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting. Free at the Lawrence Public Library June 10th at 6 p.m.
Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast for at least the next 24 hours. Lows tonight in the mid-40s, 50% chance of rain tomorrow with a chance of storms. Highs tomorrow in the lower 80s, 50% chance of showers tomorrow night, chance of thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. We will see some sunshine again on Friday, at least that's the plan right now, with a continuing 50% chance of showers, and Friday's going to be humid, highs around 80 degrees. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR1 and KPR2 stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start your day with the latest national, international, and regional news. Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including the New York Philharmonic String Quartet and a cappella group Chanticleer. Details at lead.ku.edu.
News headlines coming up in just about another 35 seconds. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. It's 4:30.
To NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Healthcare advocates say Kansas deciding not to restart a funding program could result in more people being put into nursing homes. Kansas was set to relaunch a program called Money Follows the Person that helps pay for things like rent, utilities, and home accessibility modifications. Experts say without the program, more people with disabilities will lose their independence. Kevin Daffrin is a behavioral health therapist with home health care service Minds Matter.
That can lead to more decline, cognitive decline. Because if you're not getting the services you need, that can lead to people being put in nursing homes.
The Money Follows the Person program was supposed to start in July. The state of Kansas pulled back on the funding because of uncertainty around future federal funding. Kansas lawmakers are in the early stages of crafting a new funding formula for public schools. Kansas schools get state funding based on a layered formula that is set by law. That formula is set to expire in July 2027, leaving a bipartisan task force to craft a new one. A key discussion is whether the state should adjust how it awards at-risk funding, which supports students at risk of failing or falling behind. State Representative Megan Steele is a Republican from Manhattan.
As a funding formula task force, we really need to look at this at-risk funding category because it doesn't appear to be getting to our students that are needing it the most.
The legislature and the governor will ultimately have to approve any formula recommended by the task force. A Wichita organization is offering online training for crisis workers dealing with LGBTQ plus people. The Center of Daring created the training for crisis response workers like 988 operators. The free sessions were made in collaboration with LGBTQ plus residents, educators, and social workers. Center of Daring CEO Liz Hamer says there's an increasing need for this care.
First of all, we know that LGBTQ individuals, especially youth, are at higher risk for suicide and suicidality. And we also know that it's being compounded by the current socio-political climate.
The goal is to provide a more inclusive crisis response. Leaders also want people to feel safe reaching out. The training sessions can be found at centerofdaring.learnworlds.com. We have a link at our website and our headlines. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health crisis, call the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s, 50% chance of rain and storms tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, and it is 4:35.
It's all
between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then, a Republican from Texas, former Attorney General Ken Paxton, won his party's U.S. Senate primary yesterday. That happened after Donald Trump came out and endorsed him.
President Trump is the leader of our party, and I look forward to working with him in the Senate to deliver for Texas.
However, the Texas Democrats are hoping that Paxton's victory will give Democrats a better shot at winning that Senate seat in the next election. It's because there have been some issues with Kim Paxton, and we'll talk about them coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Sally's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays with Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic for an evening of Latin jazz. Show begins 7:30 p.m. Friday, May 29th. Tickets at MySallysOnline.com.
It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock.
Closures at RaymondJames.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.com.
We keep our questions on Morning Edition civil but direct.
But let's be real. How could your party still screw this up?
Cut to the chase with us every weekday from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on both KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. We simulcast Morning Edition to help you get caught up on all the news from overnight. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH-HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV-HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
83 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan. The time is 5:06.
Our news.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:30. Then coming up at just about 5:40, this year's World Cup games will all be played on fields made of a combination of natural and artificial grass. And making that happen turns out to be kind of a challenge.
I mean, 16 stadiums across three countries. Half of the stadiums don't have natural grass in them ever.
So we're going to talk about the complexity of the soccer pitch and how we create them coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org.
Mostly cloudy skies are in the forecast for tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow we have a 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies, chance of thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s. There's a 50% chance of showers and storms again tomorrow night. Cloudiness sticking around, lows in the lower 60s. Finally, we will see some sunshine on Friday, at least part of the time. 50% chance of showers and storms and quite humid on Friday with a high around 80.
Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting. Free at the Lawrence Public Library June 10th at 6 p.m.
The time is 5:20. This is KPR.
From NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Hope you'll stick around. Play more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. We are just about 40 seconds away from our next update of news headlines. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan. It's 5:30.
Jane Arraf, NPR News, Beirut.
You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Healthcare advocates say Kansas deciding not to restart a funding program could result in more people being put into nursing homes. Kansas was set to relaunch a program called Money Follows the Person, which helps pay for things like rent, utilities, and home accessibility modifications. Experts say without the program, more people with disabilities will lose their independence. Kevin Daffrin is a behavioral health therapist with home health care service Minds Matter.
That can lead to more decline, cognitive decline, because if you're not getting the services you need, that can lead to people being put in nursing homes.
The Money Follows the Person program was supposed to start in July. Kansas pulled back on the funds because of uncertainty around future federal funding. A Wichita organization is now offering online training for crisis workers dealing with LGBTQ plus people. The Center of Daring created the training for crisis response workers like 988 operators. The free sessions were made in collaboration with LGBTQ plus residents, educators, and social workers. Center of Daring CEO Liz Hamer says there's an increasing need for this kind of care.
First of all, we know that LGBTQ individuals, especially youth, are at higher risk for suicide and suicidality. And we also know that it's being compounded by the current socio-political climate.
The goal is to promote a more inclusive crisis response. Leaders also want people to feel safe reaching out. The training sessions can be found at centerofdaring.learnworlds.com. We have a link to that in our online headlines. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health crisis, call the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. A small earthquake rumbled across portions of northwest Kansas this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey reports that the 2.5 magnitude quake was recorded at 7:30 a.m., centered just off U.S. Highway 24, west of Webster State Lake in Rooks County. Earthquakes below 3.0 in magnitude typically go unnoticed by people and cause little to no damage. It's 83 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 5:35.
At NPR's Morning Edition, we talk with newsmakers.
Let's hear now from Senator Alex Padilla of California.
Cultural icons.
That is Billy Idol. The new documentary is called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. It'll be streaming.
And people living the news.
Robert Echeverria is one of the more than 500 TSA officers who quit during the partial government shutdown.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station. Stop by. Don't have to commit to the whole 4 hours, but if you want to, we won't stop you. Get caught up on all the news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region first thing in the morning on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us as we head into the evening hours. Coming up, news headlines at 6:01. At approximately 6:12, we'll tell you all about this terrible measles outbreak that's going on in Bangladesh. Then we will remember the life and career of Rob Bass. Perhaps you remember the song It Takes Two. He has died after a battle with cancer. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Meadowlark Wine Bar and Kitchen, located at 1011 Massachusetts Street, offering a curated selection of traditional and natural wines, handcrafted cocktails, and a variety of shareable plates and entrees. More at MeadowlarkWineBar.com.
It's 10 minutes before 6. This is Kansas Public Radio.
...in the future of public radio, and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old-fashioned reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olesburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.